today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Have you ever observed someone doing something and wondered to yourself why they did it? People do different things for different reasons, but you can rest assured there's a motive behind what they do. If you give time enough time, it will reveal all things. I have a saying that goes like, time is the great revealer of all things. If someone says they love you, give them time enough, and you will see if they really love you. If someone tells you they're going to be in a certain place at a certain time, give time enough time, and you will see. When you hire a person to do a job, in the interview, they blow you away with their words. They tell you all about the experience they have. You check their references, and it's true. They tell you about their passion and commitment to duty and detail. As I said earlier, time is the great revealer. They report for work the first day, and within the first week, you see they are not what they claim to be. You end up releasing them before the 90-day probationary period is up. In the Gospel of John, John the Baptist said that he was the voice of one crying in the wilderness. He was sounding the alarm for the one who would come and redeem man, reconciling him to God. Time has revealed that John was exactly who he said he was. Jesus did many signs and wonders that John, the revelator, the writer of the gospel, reported. Why did Jesus do so many signs? After the crucifixion, Jesus was buried and rose again on the third day. He showed himself to the women and the other disciples, but Thomas was not present. Do you believe seeing is believing? In John chapter 20, verse 5, it is written, "The other disciples therefore said to him, 'We have seen the Lord.' So he said to them, 'Unless I see his hands, the prints of the nails, and put my finger into the prints of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe.'" Thomas boldly made this statement, and after 8 days, Jesus came in the room, the doors being shut, and he stood in the midst. Jesus gave Thomas the opportunity to do just what he said he wanted to do in order to believe. Jesus shared with Thomas to not be unbelieving, but believing. Thomas responded, "My Lord, my God." Why did Jesus do this? In John chapter 20, verses 30 and 31, it is written, "And truly Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name." Do you believe he is the Christ? These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing, the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.